Hello, my name is Jacob Stahl, and I'm doing a podcast on Jackpot by Gordon Corman.
Good job, Jacob. How are you today, buddy?
Good.
Are you liking the snow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like snow? Do you think we should get like 10 inches tonight? Because what would 10 inches do?
Snow day.
Oh, you never know. You never know. All right, Jacob. I'm excited to hear about Jackpot, my friend. When did you, have you read the other Swindle books? Like, have you read Swindle and all those?
I've read Zoo Break.
Uh-huh.
Jackpot. Swindle. And there's one more, but I don't remember.
I don't remember what it is either right now. Isn't there a Jingle one?
Yeah. I've read that one. And right now at home I'm reading Show Off.
Oh, nice. Very cool, bud. So you must like these books.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about Jackpot today, though, without giving too much away, Jacob. Tell us about Jackpot.
So, his worst enemy, Vader, comes over in the, before he school starts, and he wakes him up from a really good dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his dad's invention, the sweet pick, because his mom is a lawyer, so she took it to their house.
Yeah.
So, like, he, like, called it the nose pick, so, like, he tried to stop Vader from using it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, later, his dad finds out that it's kind of broken because they broke it.
Oh.
So, like, he asks for explanation, but, like, even though Griffin really wants to blame on his worst enemy, he can't because that's, Vader's mom is, like, mostly the only lawyer he has, and if, he finds out that her son can't handle it, then, like, then he wouldn't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this new kid at school called Victor.
Okay.
And he's really interested in Griffin's friends, and then there starts to be a gap between Griffin and his friends.
Oh.
And his friends are Pitch, the most athletic kid, and she's a girl. Then there's Logan, who's a boy and he's a really good actor. Then there's Ben, who has a medical ferret because it bites him to wake him up, because he has this thing that he can fall asleep any time in the day.
Oh, dear.
And then there's also Melissa, who is a really good tech person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Savannah, who loves animals.
Nice.
And Griffin is a plan maker. So Victor is using his friends. And Griffin thinks he's trying to take away his friends.
Yeah.
And him and Griffin and Ben have been friends for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to his old school and finds out that he made up a fake name.
Oh.
And he left because he was being bullied.
Yeah.
And so on the news there was a $10 million lottery ticket was missing.
Oh.
So he told his enemy that it was in the trash.
Yeah.
And then everybody else starts going through the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So they told the truth. And now, for 2 days they had to clean up all the trash. And so, on the day Victor came, he left his school because of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vader, he, makes, because they have, preventing bullying speech.
Okay.
So Vader goes up and says that Griffin was a bully because he made him dig through the trash.
Oh.
So then Victor starts to try and take away his friends because he thinks he's a bully.
And so the whole book, it sounds like, is kind of trying to figure out where this lottery ticket is. Is that kind of the main idea?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great, Jacob.
Yeah. Can I keep on going?
Just don't give away too many spoilers. Let me ask you one question since we're let me ask you a couple questions first. Why did you choose to read this book?
Well, I liked the other books in the series, and I read two other series, the Mastermind series and the Hypnotist series.
So you are a huge Gordon Corman fan.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Why did you like Jackpot? What did you like about it?
Well, because, like, it has a happy ending.
Oh.
And then, so, they... Him and Vader team up now because Vader wants to find a lottery ticket.
Ah.
So they go to the store, like, where the machine gave the lottery tickets.
Sure.
So they had to go through the security footage of the last 100 years. And then, like, they put a list of people who bought the lottery tickets.
Okay.
And then they try to go through all the houses.
Sure.
And then they get it to only one person. And then, like, Vader wants to, like, try and get a chunk of the money because he didn't do any work yet. So he goes into the house and he gets Mike to give him the ride to the storekeeper.
Oh, excellent.
So, and it's like, there's like a couple hundred people in the house and they have to find one, but it's really loud because it's like a college party. Okay. And then, like, then they start kicking kids out, like, when the rest of the team came, they saw, like, three guys, throw out a chair with the sleeping person on it. So, like, Logan, like, makes
trouble. Oh, wait, we're not giving too much away, are we, Jacob? Do we need to save some pieces for people to read? Let me ask you this. Why should people read this book? If you could summarize in one sentence, why should people read this book?
Well, if you like kind of mysteries and stuff, you would probably like this book.
Awesome. Jacob, you did a great job. We learned a whole bunch about Jackpot today. And I think people will go out and try to find it now. Perfect. Jacob, anything else you want to say? Or?
Happy reading.
There you go. Happy reading.